what's actually happening. And what we see is that during the Delta wave last fall, about 43% of cases were being reported. During the Omicron wave last winter, it's only about 26%. And right now, it's only about 7% that actually make it into the reporting systems. And that's due to a lot of asymptomatic cases, a lot of people doing home testing, not telling anybody the results. They just deal with it on their own and their family. So that means that the CDC's new system is a reactive system. It's not trying to be preventative. So it just reacts to the situation. And it does still depend on those really unreliable case rates. And then as more reliable indicators, hospital admissions and inpatient beds, but really you're just reacting to a situation and that trails the wave if another wave hits. So we're aware of that. Another thing we're aware of is that contact tracing is now minimally effective. There have been multiple studies of its efficacy, and it's really becoming not very viable as a strategy because Omicron is so fast and so transmissible. In fact, then the latest variant is even more transmissible and so on. So in terms of what we would do as a district, what the committee will be looking at, and I wanted to alert you to, is that probably our future alerts will be simplified, and we'll focus on the reliable in-district rate because parents still have a reason to report to us if their kid is ill. That's a rate that we can rely on better than the city rate. The county test positivity rate is still informative. It tells you about an early warning signal of a surge when you see a rise in your test positivity rate, even if you don't have a blood test going on. And then our local hospital stress, which is our version of what the CDC does at a larger level. So we'll be using those, and we'll probably, my recommendation to our committee will be that we sunset our contact tracing, quarantines, and visitor and activity restrictions next school year, that we cease those interventions. And instead, we just focus on isolating positive cases, suggesting voluntary masking of vulnerable persons when elevated levels occur, just giving them some advice that they can take or leave, and affording vulnerable persons 6-foot spacing if they need it. Just making sure that we are aware of that and accommodating people that have concerns. But we are transitioning to an endemic world where it's more like, look out for yourself, be aware of your situation, and take precautions if it's appropriate for you.